36.
And Bonnie, I'm 6.
Today is February 20. February. How do you say February?
February 26th.
But it's spelled February. Who says February? I think people from the Northeast, I've heard say February. February.
February. February.
That's what I say, February. But it's February 25th, 2018. And man, we've been busy today, but we're settling down for the night. It's a Sunday. School's tomorrow. I pulled up some questions I want to ask Bonnie. I've been wanting to ask Bonnie some questions that are like the trolley problem or philosophy 101 brain benders. So we'll start with that, actually, the trolley problem. Okay, so imagine this, Bonnie. Do you know how train tracks can split in two and the train can go left or it can go right down two different tracks? And there's one person who controls the switch, okay? Imagine you're that person. And imagine that after the track splits, on this side of the track, on the left side of the track, there is one person standing in it and they cannot move. Maybe they're laying down and they're tied up and they can't move. And on the other split of the Y, there's 5 people tied up, okay? And they can't move. So if you don't do anything...
Yeah, I've seen this. I've seen this on YouTube. An Elf on the Shelf did this one time.
Oh, no.
An evil Elf on the Shelf did 1 and 5. Yeah.
Was it really split up like that? Or was it just like a...
It was. It was split up just like that.
That's funny then. Was this on a YouTube channel? That's funny. Bonnie's jamming on this Capri Sun right now. That's what all this... aluminum foil noises or whatever those pouches are made of. So anyway, if you're manning the switch, Bonnie, if you don't flip the switch at all, the train is already set to go down the path to the right that will run over 5 people. You have the choice to flip that switch. And at that point, the train will take the left wing and it will run over 1 person. So what would you do? You only have a few seconds to decide. Right now, you can just think about it a little bit.
I want lots of people alive in the world, so I would rather just kill one.
You know what? I think that's a good answer. And we'll leave it at that for now. And then maybe later, we will go over why that might be the right answer, or if there is even a right answer. Okay, so I've got this list up in front of me for the rest of these questions. And okay, you ready, Bonnie?
Yeah.
What does it mean to be a friend?
It means, I don't really know how to explain it.
It's tough, isn't it? That's why these are the tough questions.
Okay, so being a friend is kind of just like, if you're kind of, it's kind of like a show or something. The same as a show, how they do it. So first, or maybe a book or something, anything that's like that. So first you're lonely or something, and you don't have a friend, and you go up to someone and introduce yourself, say your name, and say how old you are, and then you'll ask them, and they'll say that. And then maybe you can ask if they want to play. And then if they say yes, you can play with them and be either be their best friend or just play with them for that day. So that's that kind of friend. A friend is something that you're really nice to. A friend is someone...
Is Pearl a friend? Your dog? Or must a friend be a human?
A friend can be anything, a pet or something like that.
A pencil?
No.
Okay, so it must, what's the difference?
A friend can be a pet or, so it can either be a...
Does it have to be alive?
So there's either a place, person, thing, or animal. So I would say an animal or a person. It has to be
2/3 of a noun.
Yeah.
Okay. It has to be alive.
Yes.
But it can't be a plant.
No.
So how can we distinguish?
So we can say, I guess we can say,
what is must it right be word? Able to have feelings? It needs to be able
to have
feelings.
Yeah, it needs to have feelings. Because if you're a friend is something that if you feel down, your friend will be there to help you.
Mm-hmm.
A friend is like someone who isn't quite your family. Just a little, a kid or a grown up or something. Not quite your family, not quite anything. But it's just a person that you're friends with, that you... Friend basically is just something that will be there. Someone that you're nice to and you hang out with and you play with and stuff. So that's a friend.
Oh, you want to go to the next one? Next. She's been pointing at this list. And I've kind of decided that we've spent so much on the friend question that I think we can turn this 15-point list into a whole series. We're going to...
What is real? What is fake?
What is real and what is fake?
Oh,
what
okay.
is real?
Real. We'll use to pack, to say this, we'll use, to demonstrate this, we'll use fiction and nonfiction. Okay, so fiction is fake. It's your imagination. Like Frosty the Snowman is fake. It's fiction. Nonfiction is not fake. And it's, I wouldn't say based on a true story. It really happened. Yes, it could. Okay, so nonfiction, it's based. Okay, so nonfiction is a lot of things. It's based on a thing. It's based on a real story. It really happened. And it could really happen. And it's a real person. Like Martin Luther King. That's what nonfiction is. Fake and real.
Dude. On this podcast, that answer is going to sound like I edited that. Like, you did not even think for a second. You busted that out.
Don't edit what you just said out.
Oh, I won't. Oh,
don't
you won't.
Edit. That's good.
You want to hear the phrase about you?
That's good.
I'm just really impressed with how quickly you just knew right away what real
I
versus
learned
fake
fiction
is.
For pre-K, kindergarten, and... first grade.
Totally. I used to work at Barnes & Noble. It was my first proper job that I spent more than 3 months doing. It was my third job, technically. I was 18. And whenever you would work at the information desk, which is where people would come up and ask you a question, like at the library, and they'd say, where can I find this book? So many people would come up and say, where's your nonfiction section? And the answer, of course, was anything other than the fiction section. And the information desk, was right in the center of the fiction section. So you could do this arm gesture anywhere else but here, if you're feeling rude. We never were that rude. So anyway, let's go on with the list, okay?
How is real life different than a dream? Okay, so dreams are kind of... First thing is dreams. Dreams are kind of something that is real. Like that you... Okay, so sometimes it can be real that you really do. But something more happened in your dream. Like you... Okay, so you went to the Omniplex. But there was a new exhibit in your dream on the Omniplex, like a spider exhibit that I had a dream. I actually went, okay, so let's use my own dream. I went to the Omniplex that day, and then in the night, I dreamed that there was a new spider exhibit that Black Widows would crawl on you. I had that dream. There was a new crazy exhibit. So sometimes it can be like that, or sometimes it can be where it didn't really happen, and it's really fun and exciting, and it didn't happen to you, and you're like, I can't believe this really happened to me. I can't believe this isn't a dream, but it really is a dream. And then sometimes you can
say, how do you tell it's a dream? What's the difference? What's the difference between a dream and reality?
Okay, so a dream happens when you're sleeping, and something...
So what's the difference between sleeping...
And not sleeping. And not sleeping. And something that is real.
If you can still experience.
You do it in the middle of the day, and okay. You move around. It's kind of like a verb.
You can have a dream in the middle of the day, too, though.
Yeah, a verb. It's kind of like a verb. Daydreaming is a verb. Mm-hmm. Moving around is a verb. Doing stuff is a verb. Kicking, punching, hitting, walking, running, anything like that is a verb.
And farting.
And farting. And burping and crying and all that stuff.
Is dreaming a verb?
And P-O-O-I-N-G, eating. Is a verb. So, you know what I'm saying. Pooping is a verb.
Okay.
That you do in the middle of the day. So, all of those things that you do in the middle of the day is a verb. So, you do all of those things in the middle of the day. So, Okay. Dreaming is when you stay in your bed and dream. It's not a verb. Well, sometimes you can move around, I guess.
Mm. I think you and I are the most...
So, wait, hang on.
Okay.
Real life. Lots of verbs. Fake life in a dream. A little bit of verbs.
Okay.
That's the difference. Moving around is difference. And not moving around a lot is difference.
So, if you dream something, did it really happen?
Sometimes, sometimes not.
I mean, if you dream that you can fly, did that really happen?
No.
Okay.
So
that stays in your dream?
We use this, yeah. There's a wall between a dream and a not dream. A wall. In your dream.
I like this.
In your dream, it either didn't happen, or like me and Kaya went outside in the woods. And me and you already made that stick fort.
Mm-hmm.
We had a video that we made a stick fort out in the woods. You guys know.
Check it out, Bonnie.pizza.
Yes. This stick fort, we added up to it. So either you could have, it really happened. So either it didn't happen at all and it just stays in your dream in the wall or outside of the wall. In your dream, it did happen.
Mm-hmm.
But you build up to it. And then outside of the wall back, get in the not dream, put the wall back.
What are dreams for? What do they do?
They entertain you in your sleep. I don't know.
That's a good answer. Excellent answer.
Wait, hang on.
Okay.
And you're not. And the real life, it really happened.
Mm-hmm.
Or... It really happened, and you dreamed about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. Okay, next question.
Okay.
What is time?
Whoa, did you already... What? Hold on, man! Are you running this interview, or am I? Because I had to bend over and look at this screen that's far from Bonnie, and that is, in fact, the next question. How did you know? Did you remember that was the next question the whole time you were explaining this?
No.
Did you just guess that?
Yeah, I just guessed it.
Quit lying to me. Quit lying to me. Or
okay.
Else I have the most psychic, awesome kid ever. Remember that.
No, you have an awesome kid.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
That's a roundabout way of complimenting yourself.
Hey!
All right. Hey, quit playing with plastic that crinkles on the podcast. Here's a pencil you can play with.
Yeah.
You've already lost the first one I gave you to play with. Okay. What is time, Bonnie?
What is time? Time... Something that tells you when you need to go somewhere or when you don't need to go somewhere. So, let's use an example.
You better pull some Goodwill Hunting stuff out here.
Oh, I need to go to McDonald's at 1 o'clock. It is 1 o'clock. So I need to go right now.
Okay. So time.
And I will stay there until 10:30.
Okay.
Just to be silly. 10:30.
So it's a way. It's a way to mark on some sort of line.
Yeah.
You can imagine. Does it look like a line to you? And like here's 10 o'clock. You go further down the line, and here's 2 o'clock. P.M. Of course.
1 o'clock. Oh wait, hang on. So, no, you do this. There's a line.
Okay.
Let's pretend it's a number line. And let's just say a number line.
Okay.
So, we mark on a 10. We go to 1 hour, which is all the way where 10 is.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go back on the number line.
Mm-hmm.
We go to 10.
That's the way we represent time. But you're moving your pencil along this line. So, what is moving? Whenever me and you, are going through the day, here's us on time. Look, we're moving. It's 10, it's 11, it's 12, it's 1. What is moving? We're not moving. We can be sitting still all day.
The time is moving. So, time, tick-tock, 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 tick-tock. So, the clocks are electric, and you know how, like, phones and tablets, they're touch screen, and they have all that power. These clocks have power. The power doesn't run out. It just keeps going, infinity power, mm-hmm. like infinity power. So it would just keep going and going and going and going and going. Like, it's kind of like touchscreen. How you touch, the power is going. Touchscreen. How it goes and goes. You can go click to games and YouTube and videos and all that stuff. And Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. How you can click and keep going and keep going. That's the power where it never stops. Tick-tock, tick-tock. And how... The rules. They made up rules for time.
Who?
I don't know.
Okay, but wait. The clocks. Wait a second.
I guess the clocks made rules for the time. I don't know. But the clocks just keep going and going. And a clock is just, I guess, a thing that has numbers. And it shows, you mix up the numbers, and it just has a bunch of things on it. So those numbers introduce the time, I guess. That's how the time is.
I'm hoping that you're some savant and you can tell me what time is, because nobody can actually.
I'm gonna get some.
People probably can describe this.
I'm gonna get one.
Okay, Bonnie's leaving.
She's gonna go.
Okay. I read a book one time called Einstein's Dreams. That's like a series of 12 or so short stories that tell the same day in Albert Einstein's life within the different framework of like a different perception of time. I think that's the basic way the book went, but it's pretty cool.
Okay. So I got a ruler here. You guys know what rulers look like. So there is a 0, and then there's a 1, and a 2, and a 3, and a 4, and a 5, and a 6, and a 7, and an 8, and a 9, and a 10, which popped up like a big one. So, and the 0 is also big. All of those numbers are an hour, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe an
mm-hmm.
hour.
I just realized something. There are 12 inches on a ruler and 12 hours on a clock.
Then that explains why it stops at 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Because so they were both measuring 12 centimeters and 12 o'clock. And it stops at 12 o'clock. And it stops at 12 centimeters. And that's time. That's what time is.
I think we've solved time.
We solved.
You think so? We solved time, guys. You're welcome.
You know what time is now. Babies, if you can't understand that, sorry.
We have solved what time it is for you all. It's 7:08 p.m.
We'll look this up. Babies, when you guys grow up, and you're going to listen to this podcast, and now you know what time is. Boom.
Mind blown. That's the gesture Bonnie just did when she said boom. I love you.
Love you.
We're going to wind down schools tomorrow. Bonnie's got piano lessons after school tomorrow, and she needs to go practice.
And I need to dye my hair tonight.
Oh, I forgot about that. What did we buy?
Kool-Aid.
We bought some Kool-Aid packets because we saw a tutorial about dip dyeing the ends of your hair with Kool-Aid packets. We're going to do red tonight. We're going to go do that. Bye, guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Thanks.